brings us to agenda item number two, permits for so-called page two items, projects over 500,000 with no objections, and staff recommendations for approval.
Yes, sir. Commissioner, commission members, these projects have been subjected to our normal public interest review. There have been no objections, and staff is recommending approval with the appropriate conditions. With that, I'll read the description for each of the three projects before you as page two items today. Norfolk Southern Railway Company requests authorization to install approximately 554 linear feet of bulkhead, a maximum of 5 1/2 feet channelward of an existing bulkhead, 252 linear feet of bulkhead, a maximum of 6 1/2 feet channelward of an existing bulkhead, 2,925 square feet of stone scour, and 115 linear feet of riprap at the Norfolk Southern Lamberts Point Dock adjacent to Pier 6 along the Elizabeth River in Norfolk. In this case, staff recommends approval of the project as proposed with special conditions to protect anadromous fish species to include a time of year restriction from February 15 to June 15 of any year, the use of a vibration hammer to initiate pile placement, the use of wooden pile cap cushions for remaining pile driving, and the use of a bubble curtain during pile driving. Item 2B, Loudoun County Department of Transportation and Capital Infrastructure request authorization to construct a four-lane divided clear-span roadway bridge with associated temporary fill for construction access and a temporary cofferdam and install a suspended 22.3 kV power line over Tuscarora Creek associated with a proposed Cross Trail Boulevard segment B extension project in Loudoun County. In this case, we're recommending approval with the requirement that all stream construction activities shall be accomplished during low flow periods. Erosion and sediment control measures shall be in conformance with the 1992 third edition of the Virginia Erosion and Sediment Control Handbook and shall be employed throughout construction. All excess excavated materials shall be removed to an upland site and contained in such a manner to prevent its reentry into state waters. All areas of state-owned bottom and adjacent lands disturbed by this activity shall be restored to their original contours and natural conditions within 30 days from the date of completion of the authorized work, and a time-of-year restriction for in-stream construction activities from April 15 through June 15 and August 15 through September 30 of any year to ensure protection of the state-endangered floater mussel. Item 2C, Henry County Public Service Authority, request authorization to replace an existing water withdrawal structure with three intake screens and associated encasement structure encroaching over 1,400 square feet of state-owned Sebequist bottom and extending approximately 20 feet channelward of ordinary high water at the existing Henry County Public Service Authority Upper River Water Filtration Plant along the Smith River downstream of the Philpott Dam and Town Creek in Henry County. Staff is recommending approval of the project with a time of year restriction of October 1 through June 30 of any year to protect endangered Roanoke log perch. Any excavated material shall be stockpiled in such a manner to prevent reentry into the stream and the implementation of strict erosion control measures in accordance with the 1992 third edition of the Virginia Erosion and Sediment Control Handbook. Be happy to try and answer any questions you might have.
Any questions from the commission? Mr. Tankard.
You say in the Loudoun County Department of Transportation capital infrastructure application, the activities shall be accomplished during low flow periods. Remind me how we determine that.
Well, there's no specifics for that, but as you know, throughout the year, these creeks are non-tidal and have high flow events. And normal flow events and low flow events, we would just ask that they try to confine the work to the lower flow event periods when it's so that they're not working during a flood situation. That's what we're really asking them to do.
Thank you.
Any other questions from the commission? Thank you, Mr. Watkinson. This is a public hearing. Is there anybody in the audience who wishes to be heard on these three agenda items, say 2A, 2B, 2C? Anybody in the audience? Seeing none, the public hearing is closed. These matters are before the commission for discussion and action. Ms. Erskine.
Motion to approve page 2, items 2A, 2B, and 2C as proposed.
Motion by Mr. Erskine. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Tankard. Any discussion? I'll call the question. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any noes? Chair votes aye as well. These matters are approved unanimously.